Smiles. How about Washington Smiles? They are dental practice in Washington, Missouri. Actually, we know them well. The Jones family goes to Washington Smiles. So personally, I can attest to that. And joining me by phone right now is Dr. Michael Freedy. He's one of the dentists and one of the denture specialists at Washington Smiles. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Diane. It is a beautiful day, and I love your forecast.
Yeah, I know. Excellent news. Awesome. Absolutely. And
yeah.
And now Washington Smiles, just briefly, talk about what Washington Smiles is, how many dentists you have, and that sort of thing.
We've got three full-time dentists. It's Dr. Smith, myself, Dr. Freedy, Dr. Aruna Astuda, and Dr. John Bowen comes out on Fridays. So he has a kind of a part-time function, but he comes out and he helps us with implant placements and molar endodontics.
So
but that's our staff.
So you've got it all there, and you got just some great team of people and a great facility, having done
Thanks.
A phenomenal transformation of what used to be the Tri-County Outpatient Center, for those who remember that. And now you've got some new things going on now at Washington Smiles. What's new?
We do, and it's exciting. What we've got now is a full-time dental laboratory. In our building, it's under the same roof as our dental office. And it operates Monday through Friday, and that's 40 hours a week. We have a full-time dental lab technician. His name is Mike Martin, and who, like me, he's got over 30 years of experience. And I've worked with Mike now for, gosh, I think 6 years. And I think between the two of us, and I'm not exaggerating, Diane, we have made thousands of dentures. So we bring a lot of experience, and we bring a lot of know-how.
So when you have an in-house dental lab, and you mentioned a little bit about making dentures, what are you making in an in-house dental lab, and what does that mean at the end of the day for the patients that come into Washington Smiles?
Really, it means convenience, and it saves time. We can do things like, and we do it often, like same-day repairs. Somebody breaks their denture, and they've got to, you know, they've got to get their teeth right before they go to work, so they come by, and oftentimes we can do these repairs while they wait. We can do same-day relines. It's really quick, so really, having my lab guy there all the time, it gives me the ability to do really high-quality custom dentures, and we do them fast. I had a guy come in. I think I met him Tuesday at 2 o'clock this week. I'm talking, Diane.
Okay.
Just met him. He had some needs. He needed his teeth out. He'd had an accident. He was embarrassed by what was going on. We had his teeth out and a new set of teeth in by Wednesday at 5 o'clock. That was pretty amazing. That's 27 hours, so we're pretty proud of that case, and he was really happy.
Now, what would it have been before you had an in-house dental lab, or perhaps for a place that wouldn't have an in-house dental lab, what's the differential in time?
Yeah, well, imagine this. So you say that same case came by. You'd take impressions on day one. It would take one day to get it to the lab, you know, the outside dental lab. They would probably want to keep that for two full working days. Then they would send it back, cost you another day. So you're really looking at probably a five-day swing.
Which, and I tell you what, when your teeth, I ended up at Washington Smiles, honestly, because I had been a dental procrastinator, I'm not going to lie. And I had, I don't know, I ate something and I had a cap on a front tooth and it came out. And I mean, it was like, I looked really bad. And the fair was coming up and the fair parade and all these appearances. So I came into you guys and you did a fantastic job of getting that done quickly. Now, is that the kind
yeah.
of thing that is done in a dental lab as well?
As well, you bet. I had somebody not long ago, their dog got a hold of their denture. And you can imagine what happened there. But we had them fixed up right away. You know, people don't want to go without some teeth. You're no different than anybody else. When your teeth don't look right, you don't feel right about yourself.
We feel pretty goofy. You feel pretty
yeah.
darned goofy. Now, the fitting of dentures, you know, because I tell you what, there have been times when I had all my, and I dentists say that people say this to them before, where you're frustrated because you got cavities or an abscess, and you say, oh, just pull them all out. And they say, you don't ever want to do that because sometimes dentures don't fit well, but you guys have gotten a lot better at that.
That's right, and we have. But I agree with that old sentiment of don't take your teeth out if you don't have to. But people get themselves into a situation where they really don't have any choice. And they do need to come out, and it's a healthier choice sometimes. We got some teeth that really you're better off without. And so when we do that, though, but yeah, you want a nice, comfortable, well-fitting denture because it's important. It really has the power to change people's lives.
So when you have a good-fitting denture as opposed to an ill-fitting denture, I mean, what, can you eat corn? Can you eat corn on the cob?
No, you probably can't. You know, I kind of characterize people with ill-fitting dentures as being both unhappy and unhealthy. They're unhappy because they can't even enjoy the simple things, you know, like eating food. And that's a pleasure for all of us. But they also become unhealthy because they end up making nutritional decisions that are based on what they can eat instead of what they should eat. So, yeah, there's nothing really more important than getting your teeth right as far as eating the right foods. You know, the healthier foods require the ability to chew. And a well-fitting denture helps so much.
So what do you do to make that denture? You know, you say that we can finally make dentures that really work. What do you mean by that? And how do you do it?
I'm going to tell you. It's the most exciting time in dentistry ever in my career. And I've been at it 30 years. Finally, today, we can make dentures that really chew really well. We do that by the dental implant. It's an incredible little simple procedure. But by putting an implant into somebody's jaw, it gives us an ability to make a denture that is finally secure. You know, a conventional denture just kind of floats around in there. And people use adhesive, and that helps, but it's still frustrating. And people don't really like adhesives. But once you do the implant, you've got a solid anchor for that denture to attach to. So instead of just putting dentures in people's mouths, now you put them in and you snap them into place. It's really amazing. Diane, it's estimated that we can increase someone's ability to chew up to 10 times, and that is significant.
And so now it's a titanium implant?
Yeah, the titanium dental implant. Like I said, it's revolutionizing dentistry as we know it. And it has many applications. But what it amounts to, and people can relate to this as well, when the teeth are lost, you can imagine that Mother Nature no longer sends bone to the jaw because she doesn't have any teeth there to support. But if you put an implant in there, we finally managed to fool Mother Nature. She thinks it's one of her own, and she continues to grow bone around that implant for the rest of your life. That leads to a really strong attachment and a really long-lasting prosthesis.
So how long has this been going on? I mean, how many years have you been able to do these kinds of implants?
That's a great question. I always think the 90s is really when we turned the corner and we finally, by accident, found out that if we use titanium, that the body won't reject the implants. But we've been, you know, fine-tuning the procedure, and we've changed the shapes and the design of the implant itself. I would say the last 10 years, our success rate is so high, it's just incredibly exciting. But I would say in my career, for the last 10 years, I've been making dentures that really work.
And do you take, are these the kind of dentures when you have a titanium implant and you're kind of locking them in there, do you still take them out at night and put them back in, or can you leave them in?
Another great question. It can be done either way. The fanciest cases that we do, we call them hybrids. And that's a situation where we put the teeth in and we screw them into place, and the only person that really can take them back out is the dentist. But the vast majority of the implant retained overdentures that I do are ones that the patient themselves can take out. And so they literally take them out and clean underneath them every day. And they kind of snap into place, and depending on the strength and the dexterity of the patient, we can adjust just how retentive these dentures are. But it's important that they take them out and clean them. And come see us regularly, and we help them. We change out the inserts, if you will, the attachment that actually attaches the denture to the implant, and we adjust it for them as they go.
Well, you know, and I have to say a few general things about Washington Smiles, having been there myself quite a bit, actually, and my son.
Yeah.
You've worked on my son.
Yeah.
That when you go into Washington Smiles, I've always noticed when you go into a dentist's office, they always have good teeth. As they should. But you really do have smiling people at Washington Smiles. I mean, there is an atmosphere there. And as a person in people management, I know that, you know, to be able to get everybody rowing in the right direction and to have a smile on their face and to work as a team, that really kind of conveys an atmosphere. And that's sort of one of the intangibles of Washington Smiles. It's not just about the teeth. It's about the staff. It's about the kind of atmosphere that you all have created there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for saying that. It makes me feel good. We do work hard at that. And we do have a really courteous team. Gosh, we're about 20-something strong these days, and it's very important to us that people feel the way that you just described us. Thank you so much.
You do, and it's efficient. You don't have to wait forever. When it's time to check out, boom, you check out. It's just, it's very, as a management thing, it's well run. I've got to say that. And one of my very favorite things, and I know this is silly, but you walk in the front door, maybe it's not, you walk in the front door, and if you know, it's not just one big massive waiting room. You've got, like, if I had kids or I were a kid, I would hang in that kid area. Although, and I have to admit, I've played some of those little kiddie games on the iPad, and then I lose. So then I have to go to the other side because I'm like, wow, some 8-year-old comes out and wipes the floor with me. But you also, like, when you're walking in, you're walking straight to someone that can help you, and to the left is where you have your Keurig. And you have a Keurig, and you have a little refrigerator there that's got a bottle of water. And, you know, it's those little touches, the little electric fireplace.
It really is.
Those things matter to me because, you know, when you're going to the dentist, it's not always the happiest time in your moment in your life, you know?
Right.
Not to say anything negative about you, but truly, people aren't always jumping up and down to go, but you guys do a fantastic job.
Well, thank you so much. I'd like to take credit for what you just described, and I'm going to give most of that credit to Dr. Smith.
Yeah, Dr. Smith's got it all going on.
Yeah, she does. She really does. But you know what we try to do there is we try to take the confusion out of your dental care, and we try to replace it with convenience. You know, so if you're looking for a one-stop shop, we do about everything you can do, Diane. And if you're looking for a place maybe to answer the questions for your dental needs, we are it, and that's how we have designed ourselves.
Well, and you even have on Friday Dr. Bowen that comes in, and he does some of that endodontic stuff that a lot of times you have to go to somebody completely different or some other place. But he could do some of those, you know, lower molar root canals and things.
Yes.
And that's nice, too, because you're still dealing with the same people.
Yes. You know, the one thing, I've been practicing in Washington myself for 13 and a half years now. And one thing that we figured out through the years, Dr. Smith and myself, is that people don't like being referred into St. Louis. They want everything done out there where they live. And so we struggled with that for a few years, and we finally got smart. And we brought, you know, the doctors out here. And so we can take care of, gosh, I'm thinking 95%+ of whatever dental procedures are going on. There's always something that you have to refer out for the benefit of the patient. But it's very rare. We pretty much do everything, and you know, under one roof.
And no guilt trip. No guilt trip.
And no,
very
and no
much
guilt
kindness,
trip,
yeah. Dr. Astuto was, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. It's like, it's okay. It's good. It's good. And she laughs all the time. Everybody laughs easily, too, which is really nice. Because then you can see your smiles and, like I say, the whole atmosphere of it. And then, of course, the area of competency and efficiency. And the in-house dental lab. Can't say enough good things about Washington Smiles. Now, where are you all located, for those who may not be familiar? And your website and other places people can learn more.
Well, I'm going to hedge a little bit on them. I'm sure you'll find us if you Google Washington Smiles in Washington, Missouri. But we are located at 11116 Street in Washington, and that's just a block away from, you know, St. John's Mercy. We're really close to the hospital. We're really close to Rothschild's restaurant, if that helps anybody. But that's where we're at.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me this morning, and that's some great news about what you can do with dentures. And hopefully some folks that are listening now can give you all a call, stop by.
Please.
And
we will give them free consults. Just come in, show me what you got. I'll tell you what I can do to improve your situation. And, Diane, thank you for letting me be on your show. You're the highest mountain that I get to shout from.
Thank you so much.
All right, Diane.
Bye-bye. I have been called a lot of things, but I've never been called a high mountain.